You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This week we are looking at the top prospects in each organization, plus looking at any breaking news that has come out. And I have Wayne Rondazzo here, who is a broadcaster for the Mets, contributing again for Anthony DiComo. So let's move on. So I was kind of chuckling to myself looking at the Mets top prospects. The number one prospect would be somebody who a lot of us don't consider a prospect anymore because it's left-hander Steven Matz, who we were introduced to last year when he made his major league debut. But this is pretty cool to see Matz finally coming into his own. He has had a long road, was a second-round pick of the Mets in 2009, and then he had Tommy John surgery and other issues. So he really showed a lot from just the short amount of time that he pitched for the Mets last year that he's probably going to be a mainstay in that rotation.
Yeah, that's the plan. I think in a lot of ways, too, when you look at some of these prospect lists, you do see guys make September call-ups or make a handful of appearances in the big leagues and then rightfully are the number one prospect coming back the next season. In Matz's case, only four or five starts in the regular season at the major league level, but he also made a couple of postseason starts. So he's probably a little bit more seasoned than most rookies coming into the next year because of what he got to experience in October. So I think that was great for him to be on the mound against the Dodgers, to pitch against the Cubs, and to be in the World Series. I think it was just a fantastic thing for Matz in his development to really be out there with the others, with Harvey and DeGrom and Syndergaard, and get to show what he can do on a national stage as well, with now under 10 major league appearances under his belt.
Yeah, no doubt. I think that is such an invaluable experience to just have that, and it can help so much down the road. And it's pretty cool because, if I'm not mistaken, he grew up a Mets, not just a Mets fan, but like a kind of like a fanatic, like his whole family, correct? This is like a life.
Yeah, the whole family. Yeah. He grew up on Long Island, and the whole family full of Mets fans. And, you know, it was funny as he got to go through that experience last year. He said he kind of remembered the 2000 World Series. Kind of shows you how young Matz is, that he just the 2000 World Series is a vague remembrance. But, you know, he said that it really meant more to his family for him to be wearing that uniform and to see him in the World Series pitching for the Mets. And then it really did for him. It seemed like, you know, he was kind of just trying to be as professional as possible while he knew his family was sitting back and enjoying it.
So he'll probably be asking for some extra Piazza bobbleheads on the Sunday weekend that they're celebrating.
Yeah, exactly. And when the 86 Mets come out, the Mets will have no idea who those people are. So it'll be a learning experience, too, for him as they celebrate that team.
Okay, so let's get to the number two prospect. Outfielder Brandon, is it Nimmo or Nemo?
It's Nemo.
Nemo, okay. So his ETA is actually this upcoming season. He'll be 23 years old in March. An outfielder, first-round pick by the team in 2011. So it looks – the thing that stuck out to me when I was reading his scouting report was how much he cut down in his strikeouts, going from Double-A to Triple-A. Which shows that he's got good kind of patience at the plate, which is a very good sign for a young hitter. That's probably the hardest thing to really develop from a coaching standpoint is just that kind of patience. So that's pretty encouraging, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot they like about Brandon Nimmo, and I think at the end of the day, Sandy Alderson feels that the fact that he's already an on-base percentage heavy type player is something that, you know, as Sandy Alderson and Sabermetrics and Moneyball, we all know how valuable getting on base is, and to those, especially to an executive like Sandy Alderson. So you see Nimmo's on base percentage routinely above 350, even into 380 for his career in the minor leagues, and that's already something that he'll bring to the table coming up to the big leagues, presumably in the next year or two. I would imagine you'll see Nimmo at some point in 2016 at the major league level, and then really start to find his way up near the 2017 season. So he's still maybe a year away, but I think the Mets feel like they had some room to work with Nimmo, that he was a young guy that hadn't played a ton of baseball when it comes to especially against severe competition. You know, he played baseball in high school in Wyoming, which didn't have, there is no high school baseball in Wyoming. So he had to play American Legion ball and all that. So he's really still kind of developing his skills as a baseball player, and the Mets seem happy with what he's done so far.
So he's able to play all three outfield spots. So do they have anything specific in mind for him, or is that going to be to his advantage to be able to slide in wherever they need him?
Yeah, I think it'll just depend on the necessity. I mean, right now, when you look at the Mets' contract situations, Conforto seems like left field will be his spot for as long as he shows the Mets he's capable of having it. Granderson's got a couple of years left, and then Cespedes has the out clause after this upcoming season and potentially would be there for 3 years. So it kind of depends on that. I think Nimmo fits as a center fielder. I think they like his defense. He's got a very good arm, and he's shown great range out there. So I can see him sticking in center field. But if there's an opening first somewhere else, I think the Mets could find a spot for him anywhere.
Okay, good stuff, Wayne. Thanks so much for joining us again. Appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.